Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 5th, 2020. Today is Palm Sunday. We're taking a bit of a break from reflecting on a passage of Scripture today. Instead, I want to share with you one of my favorite Holy Week hymns and maybe reflect a bit on that. It just feels strange to be sitting in a space alone. To know that normally when I record these Palm Sunday reflections, I'm coming off of the amazing energy that gets generated when our community gathers to observe Palm Sunday. The blessing of the palms, the processing in to our glory, laud, and honor, the hearing of that wonderful passage from Philippians, the second chapter, Christ became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hearing fellow parishioners narrate the story of the Passion, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Taking communion as our nourishment to further us along the path that will carry us through all sorts of liturgical remembrances and choreography. The week of between Palm Sunday and Easter is just packed with so much amazing activity. And this year, it just won't happen. Oh, Holy Week will happen, to be sure. Easter is coming. And so we're going to walk as the church through the way of the cross in Holy Week. But we're going to do that much differently than the ways in which we are usually accustomed. And for whatever reason, today I have felt more profoundly than the last couple of Sundays the absence of community. Maybe it's simply that every week I've felt the absence of community, but now the cumulative effect of not being together in worship, particularly at the start of Holy Week, just feels really strange. And so today, I've actually been humming a tune. It's one of my favorite hymns. And it's actually going to make its way into our YouTube production for Palm Sunday later. But it's hymn 458. My song is Love Unknown. And what I would encourage you to do is find a version of it on YouTube or listen to the Trinity Palm Sunday meditation that's going to be on our YouTube channel a little later. You'll hear the melody. But the words are just stunning because they tell the story of what the church experiences in Holy Week. So, my song is Love Unknown. My Savior's love to me. Love to the lovely shown that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from his blessed throne salvation to bestow, but men made strange, and none the longed for Christ would know. But oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend. Sometimes they strew his way, and his strong praises sing, resounding all the day, hosannas to their king. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. Why? What hath my Lord done? What makes this rage and spite? He made the lame to run. He gave the blind their sight. Sweet injuries, Yet they at these themselves dismiss and gets rise. They rise and needs will have my dear Lord made away. A murderer they saved, a prince of life they slay. Yet steadfast he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free. In life, no house, no home, my Lord on earth might have. In death, no friendly tomb, but what a stranger gave. What may I say? Heaven was his home, but mine the tomb wherein he lay. Here might I stay and sing, no story so divine, never was love, dear king, never was grief like thine. This is my friend, in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend. So much in that hymn about fickleness of humanity, the great love of Jesus, the mission that he came to fulfill and the mission that he did fulfill. That's what we're going to be remembering this week. That's the sacred mystery that this week and all that happens in it brought about the salvation of the world, and not just the salvation of the world in general, but salvation for each one of us in particular. We could stay and sing about that story. That's our opportunity this week. In the midst of all of the goings on around us as we continue to live in moments of anxiety and fear and confusion, this week provides us an opportunity to step out of time, to step into God's time, and to recall those great acts of salvation, those great moments of Jesus' life and ministry, and how through that we have become inheritors of a life that is eternal. Happy Palm Sunday. Happy Holy Week. Let us pray. Almighty God, you... Pardon me, that's the wrong cup. Here's the right one. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.